NATO's newest member says it is going to significantly raise its military funding, Sweden announcing it would hike defense spending to 3.5% of GDP by 2030, the country's biggest rearmament since the Cold War. The move reflects growing concern across Europe that U.S. security guarantees can no longer be taken for granted. Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson says the increase, largely funded through borrowing, is a response to both Russia's war in Ukraine and a shifting transatlantic alliance. Sweden's current defense spending stands at 2.4% of GDP. The proposed increase would bring it in line with what many expect to become NATO's new baseline target. NATO members had previously agreed to spend at least 2% of their GDP on defense, but some frontline states are now aiming for as high as 5%. That shift has been building for years, in part due to pressure from President Donald Trump that began during his first term, when he demanded European nations pay more for defense and warned U.S. assistance could be tied to their commitments. Kristersson said it's no longer realistic to assume the U.S. will play the same defense role in Europe. It has for decades, and that a stronger European NATO is now essential. Sweden joined NATO last year and has since remilitarized the strategic island of Gotland, deployed troops to Latvia, and sent fighter jets to Poland as part of NATO operations. At the same time, Stockholm is boosting military aid to Ukraine, raising next year's allocation to more than $4 billion. Since the start of the war, Sweden has delivered more than $6 billion in aid through 18 packages. The buildup has cross-party support in Parliament, with Sweden using its low debt-to-GDP ratio to borrow about $30 billion through 2035 to help fund the expansion.